Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Padianovich with you on a Football Friday, and we're going to break down the NFL card for week number 5 and start to rifle through these games. Some of them we have a side, some totals, some a prop, have more props than I typically have. This week, it's a little challenging, but it's as we get into the season, Sam, I'm finding that it is a shorter list of sides that I really like. And I think that's a more comfortable place to be where there's a few that I really like. And for contest purposes, maybe stretching a little bit, but okay, it's a little tougher to get to 4 and 5 sides. Do you find it to be the same right now?
I have not put any sides in, okay, into our contest that we do. You and I do a bunch of contests where we have to pick several games. Had not done it yet, but I certainly have a couple that I like. We've talked about Kansas City on Monday night. I do like that side. Don't love 3.5 in the NFL, but it is what it is. I don't think we're going to get to 3. There is a 3 at circa minus 120, but most books, as you look at the screen, 3.5 minus 105. I would love to lay 3. I didn't check our contest line. Let me pull that up right now. I'm going to guess it's 3.5. And the Chicago contest we do. But the two that I have are both, I hate this, they're both road favorites. Like, do I really want to lay Indy 6.5? No. Do I really want to lay Kansas City 3.5? Indy's at home. Sorry, Indy 6.5 at home.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get to 5, though, this week, no doubt, which means – I'll go 4-1 because I hate it. When I like it, 2-3. When I hate it, 4-1.
What if you force in the Rams to start off the week? How do you feel? Sucks, I'll tell you.
You didn't lay the points, though, did you?
Huh?
You didn't lay the points. You're talking for Survivor.
I just didn't in the contest. I don't care, whatever. I'm not going to win the contest.
What was the line, like 7.5, 8?
Yeah, I just did it because I'm like, I don't think I like a lot of sides. I might regret not picking. We got buys this week. I'm like, oh, I might be looking for a game. So then I'm like, oh, I'll just throw it in there. Yeah. No dice. I didn't bet it with actual dollars, only on the contest. All right, let's go Eagles, Broncos. Speaking of not liking 3.5, so we have a 3.5 here. There are some 4s on the board as well. Total is 43 in the hook. You got the Broncos, short week off Monday Night Football, but they didn't have to try their hardest to take care of Cincinnati on Monday night. And then you've got the Eagles. Game after game, we walk away and we say, how the hell did they win that game? We did it again at Tampa Bay. How the hell did they win that game? They did nothing in the second half. Jalen Hurts could not complete a pass. Did not complete a pass. In the game, they had 200 yards, Sam, but they still walk away victors, and they are 4-0 on the season. Do you have a play in Eagles-Broncos?
I do lean to Philly. And then I was watching a video this morning of our friends Kelly and Murray, and I'm in the room probably on this game with Philly. I think Philly's going to win and cover. And Murray quite literally says, "This is pros against Joes. The pros are on the Broncos." I'm like, great, awesome. And then John, yeah, I do think this is a little like when people, and you know, I love John Murray. He's one of my best friends on planet Earth. But I think this is a little overblown when people say things like, "Oh, well, this team should be 4-0." Well, they're not. They're 2-2. You know?
The Broncos should be 4-0.
Well, they have a 1-point loss and a 3-point loss. That's what John said in the clip, yeah. Which I understand, but they're not. So wise guys are betting Denver because Denver plays high into the power ratings, and Denver has been, I guess, a little unlucky. Remember, the Colts missed that kick, and then there was a flag. So the Colts got the re-kick and made that field goal. And then the Broncos were in control against the Chargers, but Herbert was spectacular in that second half, including that like backing up crossbody laser 40 yards down the field. So I understand
on the road. Yeah.
I understand that Denver maybe not could be 4-0, but I just feel like the Eagles are so disrespected right now. People have been betting against the Eagles basically every week. And they just keep finding ways to win. Now, the point spread is very low. I mean, the Eagles at home against Denver, I think 3.5 is cheap on Philly. But again, I'm probably in the room there on the Eagles.
Metric darlings on Denver, you're right. They are number one in the NFL in net yards per play. Number one. Philadelphia is 30th with a 4-0 record. Like, the metrics are not very kind. And you understand why. Like, they're winning games without even sniffing 300 total yards. And you're thinking, how does this keep happening? Well, they have a 20-game winning streak when Hurts starts and finishes the game. So it is very difficult to go to the other side. I lean to Denver. I do. And you have an Eagles offense that is going through a lot of struggles week after week. I sit here and I'm like, okay, this might be the week where they explode. This might be the week where they go off. They look like the Eagles of last year. I'm not sure it's happening. It's probably going to be a slow progression with the new offensive coordinator. And is it going to happen against this Broncos defense? Probably not. A top three, top five unit? No, I don't think that's going to be the case. The Eagles are number one. Every time they got into the red zone, they've scored a touchdown. Is that going to continue? The Broncos defense has been the best in the NFL in the red zone. If you want to put anything into that, you know, after 4 weeks, it's small sample, but I think that's really worth bringing up when you have somebody who is one extreme, one offense, number one, and you've got a defense that's also number one. So how does that going to end up balancing out? Saquon does not look like Saquon from last year. AJ Brown, there's a problem there. And you think everything's good, everybody says the right things, and then after the game, he posts something on social media. Like, there's clearly some sort of a disconnect. Does that get resolved this week against this Broncos defense? I don't know. I do think the Eagles win. Doesn't this feel like a field goal game? And, of course, the number's 3.5, going to 4 at some places. I'll probably take Denver plus 4.
Yeah, I get it. I think it's cheap on Philly. I love Fangio against Knicks. So that's sort of where I'm at.
Fangio
Eagles
revenge
are
game.
Also covering. Yes, it is, no doubt. Eagles 4-0 and 3-1 ATS. So they keep finding ways. It's not pretty. People don't like it, but I'll be on Philly for sure.
Okay, let's keep it moving. I know you like this game, and I get it. I'm there with you. How about Washington at the LA Chargers? We've got the Chargers now laying 3. That's gone up a little bit, probably because it came out that McLaurin and Noah Brown are definitely out for the Commanders' offense. They didn't even wait until Friday. They already said that they're out on the injury report. So you've got the Chargers laying a field goal, total of 47. Chargers coming off the loss to the Giants. They got into the red zone once all game, Sam, at the Giants last week. All this noise about Dart. What about the struggles offensively for the Chargers? And then the Commanders, they were supposed to take care of business against the Falcons. They do not. They were without Jaden Daniels, though. Daniels is going to be back. McLaurin and Brown still out. Debo Samuel was not practicing on Thursday. So you wonder which receivers Jaden Daniels is going to have to work with here. But your Chargers, a team that you like, is favored by a field goal. What do you think?
I do like the Chargers, but that like has depreciated because their offensive line is just mangled right now. Mm-hmm. Two of the guys are out. Two more of the guys are hurt and probably going to play hurt. And I saw Nate Tice get out the other day. Justin Herbert, in the last two games, has been pressured on 50 of 95 dropbacks. That's not good, Joe. Mm-hmm. And it's not that the Commanders have this elite defense, but it's more, to me, it's the inability for the Chargers to keep the pressure at bay. So that's certainly something to pay attention to. I think the Giants have a much better defense up front, at least the Commanders do. But Herbert, in this role, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the short three-point favorite. I like the Chargers more when they're a little undervalued, when they're a short dog, things like that. I'll be on the Commanders here. And I said on Tuesday I think Daniels is going to play. And clearly the market is sitting 2.5, playing 3. That tells you he's in. So I'll take my mm-hmm. chances with a relatively healthy Jaden Daniels against the Chargers offense that is really searching for answers on that offensive line.
Yes. Yep. Great breakdown. You're right. Daniels is in. He's been practicing in full all week. There's no questions about that. The only question is, who is he going to have to work with? So you've got a mobile quarterback in Daniels going against this very strong Chargers defense. Maybe that gives them some issues a little bit here. I'm with you on Washington. Now we're getting 3. We were at 2.5 the other day, and I assume because of the receivers we're getting 3. Probably a bargain. Alt, I assume he's going to be announced out today. He has not practiced all week, and boy, that O-line is beat up, man. Beat up. And
it's a problem.
Last week, the replacement for Alt, when he exited the game, was Austin Deculus. He allowed 6 pressures mm-hmm. in a short period of time. Yeah, that's probably where this game is going to be lost there. I think the Chargers, rather the Commanders, are live in this game, don't you?
I do, for sure. Also, when we talk about all these line issues, it makes me sort of, without even thinking about this coming into the game, or the segment for that matter, lean to an under. 47 is the total right now. And if there's one thing about Harbaugh, if he doesn't trust his offense in a given game, he goes ultra conservative. And the aggression dials back. He starts just trying to pin you deep and make you go 80, 85 yards. If the offense is working, he's all about it. This line is just breaking down inside the game, second quarter. The game plan will get ultra conservative. And he's going to try everything to win a low and slow game. That's how he's been. I'll never forget some of those early Michigan teams when he knew he didn't have an offense. He'd get to the 50 and just punt it. Just kind of make the defense win the day. So I wasn't really planning on it. I haven't bet it yet, but now I'm sort of warming to this idea. I see Chris is down to 46.5 on the total. It does make sense given the lack of production for the Chargers offensive line and the lack of healthy weapons for Washington's offense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a pretty good look and a pretty high number there at 47. What about the Titans at the Cardinals? The Cardinals are laying more than a touchdown. Arizona minus 7.5 against the winless Titans. Now, the Arizona Cardinals have a little extra rest. Maybe last Thursday, what we saw in a loss against Seattle, an excellent defense, coming to life with Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe he got that touchdown late in that game. Everything's going to Harrison and McBride in this one. And then on the Titans side, Cam Ward, a lot of frustration there. We know the Titans rarely cover. They've covered twice out of their last 17 games. He called out the team, and Callahan didn't like that. Talked about how he needs to be professional, all this stuff. So, yeah, he doesn't like that. He's even putting more heat on the head coach. 7.5. Cardinals are your favorite. They're popular in Survivor, but what about side or total, which is 42?
I did Tennessee last week. They didn't score a point. To keep it a buck, not really interested, man. I'm not.
Yes.
I should be. I don't want to say I can't do it. I won't do it.
Latham's not practicing again. Now Calvin Ridley's not practicing. I don't know what Cam Ward's going to do. I'm not like, look, this Cardinals defense isn't awesome. They're good against the run. But Ward hasn't been able to do anything offensively. It doesn't matter the opponent. And I know he's had tough defenses that he's gone against. But like the Titans are in that game last week, and then the defense just falls apart in the fourth quarter. The Texans have a terrible offense. Three straight touchdown drives. Let him go right down the field. So it feels like at some point it just all breaks, whether it's on defense or offense. And again, Titans didn't score a point, like you mentioned. I don't know how you back them. I'm not going to be betting the game. I'm going to have Arizona and Survivor. A lot of people will. It's going to be your last chance to lose to use them most likely. So I'll be rooting for the Cardinals to win. Would you tease Arizona?
I want nothing to do with this game.
I totally understand that. Joe O. Sammy P. We'll continue the breakdown on these NFL sides, totals, and props. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
BetMGMNetwork.com on the Odyssey app. Search and subscribe to BetMGM Network on YouTube. Joe O, Sammy P, and this keeps on climbing. Sam, we're close to three. Now it's up to 2.5 over at BetMGM. The Houston Texans favored over the Baltimore Ravens. Low total, 40 in the hook. We were just talking about that Texans-Titans game from last week. Texans end up taking care of business late. And then on the Ravens side, they lose to Kansas City. They're sitting 1-3 on the season. And Lamar Jackson has not practiced all week. The betting market has been telling you he's not playing, that it's going to be Cooper Rush with Houston favored by 2.5 points.
And D'Amico Ryans is saying, we're preparing for Lamar. D'Amico Ryans, of course, the head coach of the Houston Texans. That clip that we played, I believe, was on Tuesday. Things have gotten even murkier for Baltimore. And obviously, it's not just Lamar Jackson. These guys have not practiced either for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton, starting safety. Marlon Humphrey, cornerback. Roquan Smith, linebacker. Ronnie Stanley did come back to practice yesterday. He was limited. Van Noy came back. A couple other guys came back. Linderbaum, the center, came back. Their injury list is longer than my grocery list. It's just, it's scattered with important players. And that's really the truth of what's going on with Baltimore right now. They were hurt to begin with. Now they're even more hurt. So, you know, Lamar is obviously the huge reason why this thing has crossed through zero. But he's not the only one, Joe. I don't know how you bet this game without knowing more about the injury. We're going to have another big update today on the Ravens side of things. If we see a lot of these guys go from unspecified to doubtful, I don't want to say that you're going to see three, but it's not impossible to see Houston favored by three.
Wouzier, too. It's almost the entire secondary has not been out there this week. You mentioned the man in the middle, Roquan, and they've been getting run on all season long. So, all right, are you betting the Texans?
I don't really want to. I'm stupid. I want to bet the Ravens because I'm like, oh, well, Baltimore will figure it out because I'm stupid.
With Cooper Rush? Yeah, I don't want to bet the Ravens. They can't stop anybody. They can't. And the Texans, I know it was against the Titans, but they found a semblance of a run game, and it looks like they're shifting to Woody Marks, like it's going to be the guy. I was looking up his props, 50.5 rushing yards against this Ravens defense. If he's going to get the majority of the work, like, come on. Yeah, he'll go over 50.5. He's plus 165 for an anytime touchdown. Now, could be wrong. It could be more Chubb. But based on the way things were transitioning last week, it certainly feels like it's going to be Woody Marks. He was the number one pickup in every fantasy football league on the waiver wire this week for a reason. The other thing with the Texans is it's hard to trust this offense. So now we're going to lay 2.5, maybe even 3 on the road. That's difficult. And you're at the Ravens, a desperate team, great coaching staff. That's the part that scares me a little bit. But this Ravens defense is giving up 33 points per game, Sam. Maybe the Texans could be all right going against Baltimore. You've got to recalibrate what you think about the Ravens in your head versus who's going to be available and what they're doing this year so far.
And it's very difficult to handicap this total because you're trying to figure out how injured Baltimore is going to be and who's going to be available on that defensive side of the ball. You also have a Houston offense that just can't protect the quarterback. But if Baltimore isn't healthy, Houston should be in a better spot. The total is down to 40.5 at BetMGM, which is a very low total considering that we saw Baltimore and Buffalo play to a game in the 80s. But we understand Lamar probably doesn't play, and that defense is just battered by injuries right now. It's just crazy to think that this Baltimore team was riding games up into the low 50s, mid-50s a month ago, and now we're at 41. That's a big correction by the market, and I think it's very accurate that, you know, this could be a 20-14, 20-17 type game just because if Houston sets the pace, this is going to be a rock fight. You're going to see a whole lot of punts before points. Say punts before points 8 times fast. I lean under in the game at 41.
My guy David was like, I'm going to be listening to the show tomorrow, but I need a teaser for this weekend in the NFL. And my first thought was, well, I know Sam will like the Bills. We both like the Bills in the game, so of course we're going to like them to cover a teaser. How about Baltimore plus 8.5 with a total of 40.5?
Cooper Rush hasn't been bad in some of these games where he's had to come in. In fact, there was a game in Dallas where Cooper Rush won the game outright. Dak had an ankle. Everybody bet against Dallas, and then Cooper Rush won the game outright. Pinnacle, as we're speaking about this game live, just went big to the Ravens side. So they're down to Houston minus 1 in the last 60 seconds. Just for context, BetMGM and Odyssey books are 2.5. Houston favored. Houston now -1 at Pinnacle. That's a pretty strong move, and I have a feeling other people are going to start to move in that direction. Ironically enough, I was just saying, oh, Houston could get the 3. Nope, Pinnacle done 1.
Yeah. Okay, so Pinnacle's at 1, and then the public books are at 2.5. So
take a public book, and, well, the problem with the public book teasing is that you're teasing at -140 now. So
yeah,
maybe
a
don't
massive number. Yeah, yeah. But, and also, like, where the sides are at, where they're betting, the public is now betting Houston because they're realizing, oh, Lamar's not going to play. Okay. All right. I'm not going to bet this game. I'll probably do some props. It's like Woody Marsh or something like that. Cause you can run all day on this Ravens defense. I don't think that's going to change. We'll find out officially with the injury report, but all these guys not practicing all week. At least the majority of them are not going to be out there for the game. So keep that in mind before you make a bet in this game. I would take a look at that final injury report that comes out today. All right. The Colts taking on the Raiders. Colts laying a full touchdown. Colts probably should have beat the Rams last week. Adonai Mitchell gave away a touchdown. Injury report for the Colts. I was concerned about their cornerbacks, but they've been practicing in some capacity this week. Talk about Kenny Moore and Jalen Jones. So they're relatively healthy. And on the Raiders side, Brock Bowers not practicing. Like, we've been waiting for a month for this guy to get healthy. It's just not happening. I was expecting him to have a blow-up game against the Bears. Did not occur. The Raiders ran all over the Bears defense, all over them. So Gentry with the big blow-up game. Look, it's the Colts. Are we at a point with the sample size where we trust them to have an explosive offense? Passing game, it should continue to be very good against this Raiders defense. Run game might come through some struggles because the Raiders rush defense has been pretty stout this year, but there's a reason the Colts are laying 7. Which side are you on?
I like Indy, but it's 6.5 only. And there are several 6.5s in the market. So please get the best of them. Another noteworthy injury game for Las Vegas because their left tackle, Colton Miller, is on injured reserve. That's a huge deal for a line that was already struggling. And now you take their best player and take him off the field. There are 6.5s. Again, readily available on the Colts. I know it's not a big sample size, but the Colts are 3-1 ATS, and they probably could have covered all 4, wink, wink. You know, I mean, they were right there against the Rams, and that's really how I think you and I rate these teams. You know, good teams win, great teams cover. Your best cover teams in the NFL right now, if you're wondering, Seattle is 3-1, Philly is 3-1, Indy is 3-1. Jacksonville is 3-1. Detroit is 3-1. Obviously, 4 games is not a huge sample, but 75% is 75%. So the Colts have been winning. Colts have been covering. And now they face a Raiders team that really couldn't move the ball until it faced the Bears. So I think the Colts defensively have a lot to like. And playing in that building inside, Daniel Jones looks comfortable. The running game's been very good. It would be a play for me at 6.5 for sure, not at 7.
I lean to the Raiders at 7 only. It's going to come down to Geno again. Like most Raiders games, it's going to come down to Geno. Did you get the bad Geno or the good Geno? Which guy showed up? Okay, oh, the bad one, we lost. We lost and we didn't cover. And the good one shows up. They could win outright over nearly anybody. So I lean Raiders plus 7. Can't say I'm super confident in it. But that's the way it would go. I'm banking on the good Geno showing up. But you're right. That offensive line is a big-time concern for Vegas. Let's keep things rolling here. We've got Tampa Bay and Seattle. This is what should be a pretty good game. We got the Bucs as a big road dog. I say big because they're underdogs by more than a field goal. It's 3.5. I was surprised when I saw the number, but a lot goes into this. You've got Seattle extra rest and a Tampa Bay team that is viewed as being a very lucky team. The injury report not very kind for Tampa Bay. So I think that's how we got to that number initially. Mike Evans has not been practicing all week. Doesn't look like he's going to go. Same thing for Bucky Irving. Monster game last week. Not sure that he's going to be a go this week against a very tough Seattle defense. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence, Witherspoon, Love, all not practicing for that Seattle defense. So today's injury report is going to be pretty big. It feels like this is a lot of points going more than a field goal. I thought we'd be sitting three, but 3.5 seems a bit much to me, Sam.
Yeah, I know that the math guys are going to hate this, and any sharp guy listening right now is going to say, oh my God, you can't tease up from 3.5. I mean, you can if you really wanted to. I don't think Tampa's getting blown out in the game. They're just so resilient, and they're so efficient offensively. As well as Mike McDonald's defense has looked so far, this is one of the better teams that they'll see so far in terms of the ability to attack you in every way. Down the field with all the receivers, the quarterback has been very good, Baker Mayfield, and of course they can run the ball too. 3.5 up through 7 and 8, up to 9.5. I don't think that loses. I know that fundamentally is going to bother some people because you're only supposed to tease through 3 and 7. I guess that's one man's opinion, but I think it's a closer game, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tampa went in there and won outright.
I wouldn't either. They're in every game, as you mentioned, and if they're down by 2 scores late, watch out. Baker's going to find a way to make that close in the end. Baker has a dog with Tampa Bay. Evan Abrams had this 15-8 against the spread. Covers at a 65% rate. It's been phenomenal. And how many of those weapons are going to be available? So that injury report today is going to be big for both sides, the Bucs offense and the Seahawks defense. The Seahawks have been metric darlings. After a month, they are number one in total DVOA. They are number two in net yards per play. The defense has been outstanding. The offense, pretty big surprise in the positive sense. And what's, at least to me, what Sam Darnold has been able to do. So I do like the Bucs getting 3.5. I think this ends up being a 1-score game at the end, and Baker's going to have a chance to either cover at the end or even win this game outright. So I understand metrically how they got to 3.5. I just think it's a bit much there. Let's hit on the morning game. Let's hit on that one. That number is also 3.5. You've got the Vikings, a 3.5-point favorite, going against the Browns in London. I thought it was very strange that they decided, Cleveland, this is the week for Dylan Gabriel. We're sitting Flacco with all the turnovers. Now it's Gabriel time with all the distractions of dealing with the international game, but that's what they're doing. Vikings, big travel advantage. Vikings, Ryan Kelly, the center, not practicing. His backup, Juergens, not practicing. Left guard Donovan Jackson's been out of practice. Right tackle Brian O'Neill has been out of practice. They have almost nobody on that offensive line to protect Carson Wentz.
So this came up during our show yesterday on Bear Bets. We were taping it live. Take a guess. Dylan Gabriel against Brian Flores, pressure, blitzing, all that. Take a guess at what the passing yardage prop is for Gabriel. You know there's a one in front of it.
Yeah.
What's your first guess?
188 is the first thing that came to mind.
Really? That high? Okay. All right. So they opened at 182. I was thinking it was going to be like 165.5. That thing got bet yesterday. The lowest number now is 175.5. I like the – I think he's going to throw for like $140, $150 in the game. I think he's in trouble.
I was also thinking of props. I was thinking Judkins props. He's going to run the ball all game. 18.5 on rush attempts. Still plus money on anytime touchdown, plus 130. He's been scoring touchdowns, 74.5 on the rush yards. I'll be playing Judkins props, not doing anything with the side. Totals 36 in the hook, Sam. Woo! All right, we continue. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Totally not last week. They did not cover the point spread against the New Orleans Saints, but it was a comfortable win. They didn't play the cleanest of football. I'll say that as someone that watched every down of that game. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We work our way over to the primetime games for week number 5 this weekend. We'll start with Sunday Night Football transition, give you a first look at Monday Night Football as well. And that was Will Brinson earlier in the week on the show, talking about the Buffalo Bills. The number's now 8. 7.5 throughout much of the week. We are 8 to 8.5 everywhere. Oh, this keeps on a climbing, Sam. 8 to 8.5, high total, 49 in the hook. That wouldn't surprise me. I could see a high-scoring game where they're going back and forth. May has been terrific for New England. He leads the NFL in completion percentage. Run game, they haven't done much, but May's been great. Certainly was last week against Carolina. That was a game when everything went right. So if they put up points, you know Josh Allen's going to match that. Could be a high-scoring affair. James Cook has been outstanding. But just overall, what we saw to the Bills last week, I don't think it's going to be a repeat performance. They were missing a number of starters on defense. They give up 300 yards. They had missed tackles, 11 penalties. I don't see them with that sort of performance back-to-back weeks. If they perform like that against New England, they could very well lose outright, but I don't see it.
I have Patriots in reverse survivor. Early in the week, I really thought I was going to find myself on Buffalo. I thought I was going to lay the points, and I'm kind of cooling on that thought process. I really need to know, to be completely honest with you, I need to know if Milano and Oliver are going to play. That's pretty important to me. Mm-hmm. They've been fine without them, but this is a step up in competition, I would argue, for both teams. And coming into the season, you know, I wasn't really sure about the Patriots and what we were going to see from them offensively. You also have to weigh in the caliber of the competition they've played. They've played three really bad teams and a Steelers defense that's not a traditional Steelers defense right now. It's just not. It's not a Mike Tomlin lock-you-down defense by any stretch of the imagination. And they turned the ball over a ton in that game. That's why they lost to the Steelers. But can we really assess the Patriots accurately when they've played the Raiders, the Dolphins, and the Panthers? But then the counter to that is, well, Buffalo was tight with the Saints.
Go ahead.
Buffalo didn't really even look interested in that game. They'll feel the juice Sunday night at home against the Patriots, a team they despise.
Those defensive players that you're wondering about, Milano and Oliver, they've been limited this week. I'm thinking they're going to be good to go. That's kind of where I'm at. I think they've been ramping up for this game. Look, and for the Patriots side, they should have won that Pittsburgh game, but they didn't. Like, they're still learning how to win. They lost to the Raiders, too. Like, these Patriots fans, and you deal with it more than I do, just like, oh, the schedule's so easy. This, like, the reason that you're going to be great, the reason that you're going to make the playoffs is the schedule, the schedule, the schedule. What about you? What is your team doing? Are they getting better? I'm not sure. That was put on a platter last week for them, and everything went perfect. They bounced back. I'm sure they harp on not fumbling all week. They didn't fumble after, what, four crucial fumbles the previous week. They go 4-for-4 in the red zone. It was a perfect opponent at the perfect time in Carolina. And they have easy games after this. This is a start of a three-game road trip, which is, I don't care who you're playing, that's always very challenging to do. So maybe in a couple of weeks, we might want to circle back. That Tennessee game could be tough. The third road game in 3 weeks. But I just look at it, the step up in competition, this is on a different level. The Dolphins have the worst secondary in football. The Steelers haven't been able to stop anybody, and you're only able to score 14 points because you can't stop fumbling the ball. Carolina still stinks until proven otherwise, and the Raiders are the Raiders. They're not very good. Those are four bad teams you've played. Yes, and I will include Pittsburgh because of their defense. Four bad teams. Now you're facing the best, according to most. I would say they're the best. You would say they're the best. And you've got to do it on the road Sunday night football. Show me your something. Because if not, it's going to be every time you win, okay, well, they're supposed to win. Well, they're playing the bottom half of the NFL all year aside from the two Bills games. So prove it. I have not cooled on that. I think there's a reason it's also 8, 8.5 now. I wish it was still 7.5. I think the Bills are going to smoke them, man. They looked awful last week, and there's no doubt in my mind they're focused and their better players on defense are going to be back on the field. I like the Bills big.
I thought that early in the week. I don't know why I've sort of tapered on that thought. If I've been saying all along that the Patriots are sort of fake good and the Bills are elite, why am I not just laying the points? Maybe because New England just scored 40 last week. That's sort of lingering in my brain. But if you bet this game based on what happened last week, you're going to bet the Patriots. Because the Patriots blew out a bad team, and the Bills let Spencer Rattler hang around. So if you just base your bet off of recency bias, you're going to bet the Patriots. That's why I was thinking, oh, the room will bet the Patriots. We'll see. I can't wait to do the room later on this hour on X.
Me too. Can't wait. We are on X right now. Check us out. Go to the account bet_sweats or Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. We've got the links on our feeds up there. We are on X for the next hour. All right. Monday Night Football. Let's give the people a taste. We'll have a full breakdown coming up on Monday. You've got the Chiefs at the Jaguars. The Chiefs are laying 3.5 points, total of 46 in the hook. Two things really interest me. Last week, looks like all is right with the world in Chiefs land, right? Worthy comes back. They've got some explosion on offense. He leads the team in rushing. He leads the team in receiving. Mahomes, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions in a big win against the Baltimore Ravens as a dog. Now on the other side, with Jacksonville sitting 3-1, it's been a quiet 3-1. Are they real? We're going to find out. Here's something else I don't know if it's real or not. Last year, the Jaguars dead last in creating turnovers. Right now, they are number one in the NFL. Is it possible for them to keep this up? They already have 13 takeaways in 4 games. That would be tough to do. Very tough. They have 3 more takeaways than any other team. Jaguars, Chiefs. 3.5. We've been here a lot. Chiefs on the road, laying more than a field goal. What do you think?
I'm not a big favorite player, But if you're tuning into this show for the first time live on X and you hear us say Buffalo and Kansas City, you're probably like, oh, these guys are square. I'm a dog player by design. I just feel like the power rating has been moved up so high on Jacksonville, and they have to do so many things right defensively against an offense that looked very, very good last week. Mahomes was 25 of 37, threw to 9 different receivers, 4 touchdowns, no picks. His rating, 125. Now, Baltimore's defense obviously is a problem, and there are guys on that side of the ball for the Ravens that are banged up. Jacksonville, relatively healthy on defense, but the turnover battle has been won by them so many times this year, and I know better than betting on Jacksonville against Kansas City on Monday night. That might be a lazy handicap, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to turn the ball over at all in the game. And it feels like they're going to have to do that to lose this game or not cover this game. If Kansas City plays with a clean sheet, they're going to win by 7 or more. And I think that's what's going to happen on Monday night.
You agree with this line, though, 3.5? I feel like it's the right number in this spot.
Well, you're already riding Jacksonville at 3.5. So, yeah, I mean, if you made it 5 or 5.5, they're going to just come and knock you down to 3.5 anyway. I mean, there's definitely an appetite to bet Jacksonville. That much is clear. And I think Kansas City going on the road, you're going to see that support for Kansas City no matter what from the public. But you're going to bigger bets and sharper bets on the Jags in this game. This is probably a pros versus Joes game. And I have no issue being on the side of the Joes because I get 15. I get Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I get the Chiefs team getting slowly but surely healthy on the offensive side of the ball. And last week you and I were talking about Worthy. How much is Worthy worth? An odds maker would say a point, right? Oh, a point.
He's worth more than a point. Yeah.
That offense looked completely different with him back in the fold. Leading receiver, leading rusher last week, but he's only worth a point.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that's dumb. But, like, we also can't say he's worth a touchdown, even though he probably was.
No.
But, it's like, what are you going to do with that? We feel he was going to have an impact. He had an impact. Another game I want to throw in there since we have a couple minutes here. Cowboys-Jets. You've got the Cowboys favored by 2.5. Total's 47 in the hook. The Cowboys probably getting a lot of love. They're road favorites here. You have the tie on Sunday night against Green Bay. But, Sam, I'm looking at this injury report. It's not only CeeDee Lamb. Left tackle, left guard, right guard for the Cowboys, none of them have been practicing this week. I don't know who they're going to have. It's not the old Jets defense where they're that strong, but this whole line looks to be in shambles. You still are not going to have Lamb out there. I don't know. I'm not expecting a performance like we saw on Sunday out of this offense.
Jets, barf, question mark.
I know. I put Jets question. That's literally what I wrote down. Jets question mark over question mark.
If you would have actually written Jets barf question mark, that would be very, very impressive. Yeah. That would be extremely symbiotic if we both wrote that. They're begging you to come in and take the Cowboys and lay 2.5. They want you to lay.
Yeah. Turpin not practicing either. Malik Hooker. Ooh, this Cowboy. I could see after putting up 40, then you get a complete dud performance. It's not Cowboys. I'll just say that. It's not Cowboys minus 2.5. Joe O, Sammy P, Patrick Everson out in Vegas will be joining us next. We'll find out where the sharp money is going for this weekend on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.